Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March the 4th. My name is Todd, one of the pastors at First Family Church. Really glad you've tuned in. Thanks for jumping on board and listening in to the Extra Point Podcast, where generally every week we look back at the previous week's text, bring some further insight, additional application, further observation. Those are all things we do here. And as we look back to last week, I want to bring your attention to a phrase that concludes verse 12. Just a little background. As you know, we did spend 2 weeks looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, and bringing out overarching principles that should be part of every gospel opportunity. That's kind of how I describe what happened in Thessalonica. When Paul brought the gospel there, it landed, it did its job, brought change, there were converts, and they grew. I called that this gospel opportunity. And in these 12 verses, really, which is a really inside look at Paul's ministry, kind of a spiritual x-ray of how he went about the gospel ministry, we do have a lot there, but there are at least four overarching principles about every gospel opportunity, or at least what we hope is true of every gospel opportunity. And so we went through those. What I want to do on this episode is just analyze and look at one last phrase in that section of verses where he says, as a father, we encouraged, comforted, and implored each one of you to live worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. I'm struck by that word calls. It is in the present tense, and it's actually a present tense participle, so we could easily say and translate that, who is calling you, as in this is something ongoing. And I bring this to your attention because often we see the idea of God's call as something that was in the past. And perhaps that would have been the tendency here, even in this historical context. The Thessalonians may have been reading this letter, and they were only thinking about when the gospel entered their territory, so to speak. They heard the call of God to salvation, to repent, to turn from idols, to turn to God, to serve him. This was a call that came to them from the scriptures, empowered by the Spirit. And so perhaps when they were reading this description of that opportunity that Paul had in that town, they may have thought that was only past tense. They may have thought, well, that's what occurred then. But he here says God is still calling them into his own kingdom and glory. It is a present tense participle, which means the call of God isn't just a past thing. It is also a present tense thing. So to answer the question, if someone were to ask, is God's call past or present? I would say it's both. And while the calls are different in one sense, it is the same God calling us. He calls us in salvation. He calls us to service. He calls us to wait for his coming. Much like 1 Thessalonians 1:10 describes, this is God's calling. And here he describes it as a calling of God into his own kingdom and glory. Now, this is a reference, I believe, to the second coming or the return of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you recall in week one, I mentioned to you that 1 Thessalonians is intriguing in this way that every single chapter ends with a reference to the second coming. But that's even elevated now because we see that in the middle of chapter 2, there is a reference to the second coming of Christ, in which Paul says that I'm imploring you to live a life worthy of God, who is the one calling you into his own kingdom and glory. And when will this kingdom, quote unquote, land? When will the kingdom be fully revealed? When will Jesus' coming be clearly seen in all of its consummation and completion? It's when he returns. Revelation is called the apocalypse. It's the unveiling of Jesus Christ, and it is all about the second coming of Christ. And so Paul here is saying, live your life worthy of God who is calling you. And he makes a reference here to the second coming of Jesus by saying God is calling you to his own kingdom and glory. So it's God's kingdom. Jesus is the king. When he comes and consummates that kingdom, which is already in some sense, and yet isn't fully realized. When it is fully realized at Christ's second coming, we will share in His glory. That's a phrase used in other epistles as well. That's what will happen in the kingdom of God when Jesus is visibly king and consummates the kingdom of God at His coming. This is what we are being called to. And this is the motivation for living a life worthy of God. You see, I think what's at stake here, and this is a rather sobering thought, is that if we're not living a life worthy of God, worthy of God's kingdom, and what he means there, of course, and understand how the word worthy is used, a life that is balanced or in synchronicity with God. In other words, what we say and how we live, they match. I've been over this multiple times with you in church, on the podcast. I'm a huge fan of this phrase, live your life worthy of God, or live a life worthy of the calling you've received from God. It is a clear and clarion call to an equality between our walk and our talk, a balance between our actions and our words. And here's what Paul's driving at. If that's not occurring, you may not be part of the kingdom. You see, that's what's on the way. The kingdom of God is on the way. It is in effect in a large way. It has landed. Jesus Christ said that he came, and of course the kingdom of God was near you, was at hand. And of course, it's in an already but not yet kind of state. There is a day coming when Christ comes and we will see the kingdom in its full consummation, visible. When that occurs, Paul is saying here, live your life now in such a way that shows that you will be part of that and you'll participate in that consummated kingdom in all of its glory with the King in the kingdom. So he's not saying that's how we earn part of the kingdom. He's saying that's how we evidence that we're part of the kingdom, by living our life now in such a way that shows we are kingdom-minded people, that we're looking forward to what's ahead, that we know it's not in full effect yet, though we do see Christ's rule in many ways. There is a day still coming when he will return just as he departed, and he'll consummate God's kingdom once and for all, and the eternal state will begin. And so we live in light of that. We live in view of that. That's what it means to live a life worthy of God, who's calling us in the present tense into his own kingdom and glory. And I want to encourage you today to live your life in light of the kingdom that's on the way. Yes, it's already here, but its consummation is still to come. And so that day when there'll be no more tears, when every wrong will be righted, that day still on the way, when sin will be defeated in every visible form. For now we know that we have been delivered from sin's penalty. We've been delivered from sin's power, but we still deal with sin's presence. But when on that day when everything will be subjected under his feet, as many other of the epistles say, that's the day when all of sin will be vanquished, defeated, the foe will be banished, and we will live in this beautiful and perfect kingdom, the kingdom of God, where Jesus visibly reigns as king over all the earth. All the nations will bring their worship to him. He will rule supremely then in visible, consummated fashion. That day should affect today. And I want to encourage you on this day to live a life worthy of God, the one who is calling you, present tense. Yes, right now, on March 4th, God is calling you into his kingdom and to share in his glory on that day. So live today in light of that day that is still to come. That's really the essence of Paul's wrap-up phrase of these verses that I think really give us a window into his ministry. It was a ministry that always emphasized and pointed people to that day when Christ would come, God's kingdom would be consummated, and he would reign in perfect majesty and with supreme authority visibly, and we would share in his glory. Oh, how I pray and long for all of us to live today in light of that day.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. to find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.